If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So check this out.
Damn.
Larsa Pippen, Marcus Jordan split again after rekindling their romance. According to reports, Larsa Pippen is done with Marcus Jordan. She officially ended her relationship with Jordan, her boyfriend of nearly 2 years. After a brief reconciliation earlier this year, Pippen has decided to move on. Report says Larsa realized the relationship is just not one for her after spending some more time apart filming a new show. She wants to move on, focus on improving her life. They simply want different things in life. You don't say.
Oh man, that's
what could
sad
possibly
to hear,
he
man.
Want? I mean, first of all, old young buck. I mean, them young bucks, they ain't built like we used to be built. Ocho, you know what I'm saying? We used to be
right,
built.
Right, right.
So they say she like it 2-3 times a day, 365.
Mm-hmm. Right,
he
right.
Probably got one and done. You know what I'm saying? He ain't, you know, women. This is what we know about women. They can look. They can look up longer than you can look down. That's what we know for sure.
That's a good one. Like that. We I know, like that. We know that. I like that.
They can look up.
That's a good one.
Longer than you can look down. He ain't built like that. And he ain't on them diamonds.
I like that.
He ain't on the power pellets.
We got to get them Flintstone vitamins over there to him, man.
So you get
go ahead and pop one for me. Pop one.
See if he's on them power pellets. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Hey, listen, I mean, I thought it was going to be something. Obviously, most of the time you have a couple like that where the world is actually against you being together, you kind of want to make things work. That's what I would think. You kind of want to make things work, like to not shove it in everybody's face, but just to show you we can make it work despite what you guys may think. You know, it's unfortunate that it is ending. But listen, Marcus Jordan is not going to have a problem finding someone new. Larsa Pippen is going to have a line out the door, you know, with people that's going to want to date her. I'm not sure if it's going to be one of the one percenters, because if you go with any of the older veterans or those that are seasoned, you know, they know the game already. Yeah. So you're going to have to go young. You're going to have to go young. You're going to have to go young, because the older folk that you like to be with and you like to date, they already know what time it is. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying the game is the game. And it always has been the game.
But see, Ocho, them young boys, see, all them tricks. You know, your boy, I had the tricks. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
You know, the brush?
Right.
You don't know nothing about that brush, though, see?
Oh, I know about the brush. I ain't even got no hair. I ain't even got no hair, and I know about the brush now. Come on now. Talk to me. I'm with you when you're right.
The brush is all about, the brush is all about is cruel and unusual punishment. When you like, oh, you talking like this? Oh, you?
Yeah.
Boy, you don't know what you get yourself into. Really?
Uh-huh.
You're talking reckless. You did the power pellet and you put it with the brush. I don't know if y'all boys in the chat know about that brush.
Oh, they don't know about that brush. They're too young. The entirety of the chat is too young to know about the brush.
I'm going
to
leave it at that then. I'm going to leave it at that. They don't know. Yeah. They don't need to find out. But I'm saying, crime scene photo.
They too young. Oh, yeah.
chalk it up, Ocho. Got crime tape around the bed.
But that's a good one.
I'm just saying.
But that is a good one.
Ocho, check this out. Azalea Banks, Blast Beyonce, Cowboy Carter era. I don't get why you have to be in white woman cosplay.
Hey, well, wait, let's stop there. Let's stop there. Listen, I love Azalea Banks. I have nothing wrong with her, but I think she needs to understand. She's a brilliant mind. She's very well spoken. She has immaculate penmanship when it comes to telling someone off. I know that much about her. But she needs to understand a white woman cosplay. You talk about Beyonce being dressed as a cowboy. Yeah. Does she not understand the first cowboy was Bill Pickett in 1890?
Yeah, the first cowboy
was black.
This
ain't nothing new. Black. Yeah, the first cowboys were black. So I'm not sure what she means by that as far as white person cosplay, because Beyonce is dressed as a cowboy. If I'm not mistaken, Beyonce is from Houston, right? Cowboy attire is a part of their culture.
What? Okay, how does that...
If I'm not mistaken,
how
right?
How does that hurt Azalea Banks?
I mean,
dissertation that she wrote, all she had to do was put that pen to paper and write a song. Mm-hmm. Write several. I don't.
Yeah.
Ocho, nothing nobody else does. Like I say, I need to worry about stuff that's feeding me, financing me, or effing me. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I got no, it doesn't bother me.
Right. But Azalea Banks is one that when she reads, she reads for filth, and she's good at what she does when she does read. I think she just missed the assignment on this one without doing the homework, because the cosplay she's talking about, I don't think she understands or knows the history of the cowboy attire, with the first black cowboy being back in damn near 1800s. Yeah. And brother Bill Pickett, you know, so it's really not depicting cosplay as a white woman, because we damn near started that.
We did. Same thing as jockeys on racehorses. The first jockeys were black.
Yes.
Because it was dangerous. So whose life mattered the least?
There you go.
Rustling cattle.
One thing, if that was
a dangerous job. Mm-hmm.
Who did it?
So, but I don't get, look, oh, Jay-Z, this is not, look, it's a special type of person that can pivot because we know what Beyonce is and what she represents. But for her to pivot and do this, we saw this with Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Boom. We saw with Hootie, he pivoted, goes straight to country. Found a home solo, boom. Look, Beyonce is immensely talented. First of all, it takes an immensely talented person to be able to, excuse me, to cross over and to do what she's doing. Yeah. I give her, the one thing I can say about this, I don't know Beyonce. I mean, I've met her before, is that she's comfortable being uncomfortable because this is not what her, you know, obviously she started out probably singing in the choir and the church and so forth and so on and the group that they had. But to get out of her comfort zone, what she knows she can do what she's done for the last decade and a half, 2 decades. She knows she can do that. She probably got bored. Man, let me try something else. I commend her.
Yeah. Listen, and to me, when you're as great as she is, when you are an icon like Beyonce is, it's all about striving and wanting more and challenging yourself. And I think going into country and having and trying something different in a completely different genre that you're not known for is a challenge.
For sure.
And it's a successful one. And I just think Azalea Banks kind of missed the mark on this one. But if you don't know anything about Azalea Banks, if you don't know nothing about her, it's one thing she could do. Boy, she could read a motherfucker for filth. And most of the time, she's right. Most of the time, she's right. And she makes her points. But on this one, I think she missed the mark. But what's that? That's mine?
Whoa. How can you call and claim something as yours when you don't have possession of it or you don't have ownership of it?
Well, technically, I'm sure my name is on it. Is my name on there?
Presented to Nightcap for passing 1 million subscribers. YouTube don't got no name on it.
They ain't put no name?
Both of them for me.
Well, no, because if it said for Nightcap, I'm a part of Nightcap. I'm the knight and you the cap.
Well, I'm going to have to reach out to YouTube and ask, can they send you another one, which probably is not likely. So for a nominal fee, I'll be willing to send you your plaque and your fun coat.
I need that. Matter of fact, I know the CEO at YouTube. So I call him. I call him after this and tell him to make me another one.
I don't think they're gonna do that.
Yeah, I know people. You know, I got resources. My reach.
I know you ain't got that plaque.
It's like no.
I know you ain't got that plaque. Since you know so much.
I can get one though.
They said that to me. They said, well, Mr. Sharp.
I know they sent it to you because they don't have my address. Okay. Somebody sent you my Funko because they don't have my address.
So what would you like for me to do, Ocho? How do I make it right?
I would like for you to take my Funko, to take my plaque, go to Amazon, and next day it, please. And let me know how much it is. And just take whatever it costs to ship to me next day. Take it out my next check.
Can you see that? Look at you, Ocho. You got a little beanie.
Yeah, that's live.
Yeah, it is.
That's live. And that just like me. I wear my beanies.
And
I have
look
my
at you,
cigar.
You got a cheeseburger in your hand. Can you see that cheeseburger?
Yeah. Yeah. That's legendary. That's an iconic piece.
Yeah, I probably should keep it there.
That's an iconic
it's
piece.
It's iconic. I should keep iconic.
Iconic.
I should keep iconic.
If
you call Hank Aaron 715th home run ball, yeah, you probably keep it. Well, I got Ocho's first Funko. I should probably keep this.
I don't think why would you? Why would you want to keep something that is me? Because it's me.
Okay.
It's me.
I know.
It's me. I know I mean a lot to you. I know I'm special. I'm an interesting individual. Chat. Matter of fact, you know, technically, I might be the most interesting man in the world. I need to be part of that damn Dos Equis commercial.
You might be the most interesting man, but you don't have a YouTube plaque that says 1 million subs and you don't have a Funko. So that makes me more interested because I got both of these in my possession.
You know what? You don't need two plaques. That would make you a hoarder. You know, hoarder, you need to be part of that show. You know, they just hoard stuff.
Yeah, I know the hoarder
for no reason.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Just making sure.
Okay. I'm gonna try to get that. Let me see. I'll send that. I'll get that out to you. March. I'm looking at probably March 23rd. 20 never.
Why?
Why?
Because Amazon got next date.
You want me to go to the river? The Amazon River run to your house?
No, not the Amazon. No, that's too far. That's too far. I want you to go to Amazon. They all over the place. Matter of fact, Amazon, listen, they'll come to your house and pick up your package, wrap it for you, and they'll get it to me. I have Amazon it by Saturday.
You got to order stuff from Amazon to get Amazon. Amazon is not like UPS or the postal service. They deliver.
No, you
they
good. Don't pick I give up. You. They pick up.
Don't.
They pick up. See, you know, you don't know Jeff Amazon Bezos like I know Jeff. No, man. Listen, man. I'm a one percenter. I have access to people. Them coming to pick up my stuff. I give you real account. I have them come pick it up for me. Yeah. See, I make like one thing about Jeff. He makes things convenient for people. He makes things convenient, and that's what he's done.
Oh no.
There are certain people that are part of Amazon where they come pick your stuff up for you.
And Amazon be throwing my packages over the fence.
The fence?
I got a big old sign at the gate that says, please do not leave packages here. What do you think Amazon, UPS, what do you think they do? Tell me where you think they leave the packages at. After the big sign that says, please do not leave packages here.
Right.
They said, okay, we'll throw it over the fence.
Well, if you have a fence and you don't want the packages left there, how are they supposed to get in the gate?
It's not a gate. You just walk into the front door.
You have a long driveway?
You signed up for the job. Now, I done saw people park. I done saw people drive Amazon. I done saw people drive FedEx and UPS trucks. Get out their truck, walk up to the driveway. They got to walk 20 steps at work.
Do you have a sign anywhere in the area that says beware of dog?
No, I got a sign that says do not ring the doorbell. And they still do it. If I got a sign, the sign says unless package needs to be signed for, please do not ring the doorbell. So what do you think they do? Ding dong, set the package down. I say, my man, You set the package right up under the sign that says don't ring the doorbell unless the package need to be signed for. Oh, my bad, bro. What the?
You got too many rules.
Ocho.
You got too many rules.
Ocho. I don't want to go out my front door, walk around to the side and get the package. That's their job. Is that asking too much?
Do you tip them when they leave?
Yeah. Don't eat egg salad and ride the bus, bro. That's the only tip I got for you, Ocho. Who the hell? Ocho, it's a package. You make it seem like, Ocho, they ain't taking like box crates and crates of water. It's normally a pair of shoes, or it's normally an envelope or something.
Listen, do you know what workers, Amazon, UPS, DHL, do you know what they have to go through throughout the day?
UPS make up to 170,000. Did you know that? UPS workers make up to 170K.
I mean, you have to be there for a long time before you get to that type of
I had to be here a long time to get to where I got. Okay, so good.
Okay. All right. You're right. So anybody that work for Amazon, UPS, or FedEx, please don't ring goddamn doorbell.
Unless the package needs to be signed for.
Needs to be signed for. Okay.
And stop throwing the package over the fence.
Right. Now, we just made a service announcement. I guarantee you it never happened again.
I'm going to take a picture. Next time we do it, it's going to happen tomorrow, probably. Ocho, check this out. A mother says she doesn't want her 14-year-old daughter to go to a Megan Thee Stallion concert because she believes it's not for kids. She tweeted, my teenager is disappointed with me because I won't let her go to the Meg Thee Stallion concert when it comes here, LOL. But I don't think it's a place for kids, which brings me to the point. We had Bow Wow, B2K, and more. Who do teens today have for entertainment?
You know what? That is a good one. That is a great one, because who we have today for our entertainment is obviously the Nicki Minajs, the Sexy Reds, the Lottos, the Glorillas, Meg Thee Stallion, the Cardi B's, And that is the era and the times that we're in right now. Music has evolved. The sound of music has evolved. This is what we're in right now. Now, would I, as a 14-year-old, I understand where, as a mother, I understand where she's coming from. But what you can't do, and what I don't want mom to do, don't shelter the child. Don't shelter the child.
14-year-old, nah, you ain't finna go to that. I ain't sheltering you.
I no, listen to what I'm gonna say though. As a mom, okay, you wanna go see Meg? I'm gonna take you.
No, hell no.
I'm gonna go.
Hell no.
No, okay. Well, I was trying to find a happy medium and a solution as opposed to saying, you know what? Well, you ain't going to see no goddamn Meg, because then now what you cause, you gotta understand what you cause when you blatantly say, no, you can't go and see Meg, then it brings a whole different side of curiosity, having to sneak and do things, not being able to go and share things with mom.
I'm asking you a question.
It opens up a whole another can
of
worms.
You taking your 14-year-old daughter to hear the lyrics that Meg's singing? You taking her?
To hear?
You taking her to a concert to hear that?
No, you're not. That's not my daughter, though. I'm talking about hers.
That's what I'm saying. Ocho, you had daughters. Yeah. You taking your 14-year-old daughters to hear that.
They grown.
You know what Meg's singing.
I don't think. What she be singing? What she be singing? You know the lyrics?
But I know my 14-year-old ain't going.
That's a good question. Women in the chat that have kids, if you had a 14-year-old, if you have someone older than a 14-year-old, what would you do? That's a great question. I think everybody parents differently. That's a good one. What do you think?
I think the majority of the parents going to probably say no. I'm sure they're going to
say no. You think so? Okay.
I think the thing is, Ocho, what has transpired is that kids are in such a rush to get grown. We've become a hyper-sexualized society. And we got 7 and 8, 10-year-olds twerking. We've got kids that know the lyrics to a Cardi B, to a Nicki Minaj, to a Meg Thee Stallion, to all these sexualized songs. So now we've deemed that that's okay. No, it's not okay.
Mm. Yeah, it's not okay, but obviously, you know what we are in, which is kind of bad. We're in a social media area.
Should a 14-year-old be allowed to go to a Meg Thee Stallion concert?
Yeah, we're in the social media era where everything is overexposed.
Yes.
Everything is overexposed. You know, some of the things when we were 14, we didn't have access to. Now the younger generation has access to, and they're learning more. And I think it's more so about what you're doing at home as a parent, where you don't have to worry about your child going to a concert, because the teaching and the tutelage that you take care of at home isn't going to affect your child.
Right.
That's just my two cents. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that ain't gonna happen. I don't think her lyrics is appropriate for a 14-year-old. That's just me. Now, what somebody else does with their child?
Right.
Hey, that's you. That's your child. But
yeah, okay. Did you hear what you just said? Her lyrics aren't appropriate for a 14-year-old. So who do we have today? Back to the question, we had B2K, we had Bow Wow. Who do we have to gravitate towards for the younger generation?
That music doesn't sell. I'm trying to sell records. I'm trying to make money.
Mm. So basically, we have nobody. So the only outlet for the kids to listen to is that of the female rappers.
90% in the chat says no. Yeah. It's not appropriate for a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
But that's the society. Because we become a very sexualized, hyper-sexualized society. Mm-hmm. You see the way the young ladies are dressing now? To each their own. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to criticize you for the way you dress.
Right.
You dress like you dress how you want to dress. But I'm just saying, that's where we're heading. Mm-hmm. And you see the dress and some of the things that they wear to church, whereas, you know, everything used to be below the knee. And if you came with something too tight, you're like, I don't know who she coming up here trying to. But they say, God say, come as you are. But not like that.
Yeah.
That's just me. Like I said, Ocho, I want my kids to be, you know, I can't shelter them for everything. But had my daughter come to me and she'd been 14, I was going to say, I would have said no.
No, Yeah. Okay. I got you. I mean, it's that's a tough one, Unc. That's a tough one because I've heard so many stories. Think about all the stories you've heard of parents that shelter their kids away from away from real life. That's why I said this is where parenting comes into play. This is where parenting comes into play, where you do what you're supposed to do inside the house and inside the household and do the best of your ability, like your grandma did with you. So she did all she can do. So once you hit the real world, there's nothing else she can say. There's nothing else she can say or do because she taught you all she can. Same thing as a parent. You teach your daughter, you teach your sons all you can. So when the opportunities, when you are old enough to go to a Meg or a Cardi B or a Nicki Minaj or a Glorilla concert, the words and the lyrics and the lifestyle that they're living don't affect you based on what you learned.
Yeah, but I don't know if that makes sense. But for an 18, 19, 20-year-old, sure, that's one thing. But a 14-year-old, what's that, a freshman in high school? I think that's a bit much. That's just me, Ocho. I think that's a bit much.
Right.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ocho, you have to delete one. Good health, $600 million, or your teeth. Can I go first? I'm going to be a good help, $600 million head. Hey, girl, come on over here.
Hey, but I'm with you. I'm with you.
Man, I wish I might.
I'm with you.
Good help, $600 million or teeth. Damn.
Yeah, I don't need no teeth. My nickname going to be Gummy. That's right. They going to be laughing. Look at old Gummy. Yeah. That's fine.
Old joke.
That's fine.
You know how to tell you.
That's fine.
Oh, you know how to tell you. Hey, Daddy, mark your territory. That's all I got for you, baby. That's all I got for you. You're going to leave with a bunch of slobber on your back. That's it. They hey, that must be sharp, old lady. you have your dress on, and there's a slobber mark on the shoulder. That's Uncle uh-huh. Lady.
Yeah,
man, please.
I like it. Yeah. I'd be the hickey master.
Oh yeah, yeah, for
I
sure.
I would be the hickey master. Yeah. Be the hickey master.
I don't know who in the hell would turn down $600 million in good health to have some teeth.
Listen, there are some people. There are some people that will be weird and choose their teeth over good health and $600 million. Just for the sake of just being a contrarian, different from everybody else. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah.
They ain't me. Ocho, check this out. Now it's time for our next segment. It's called a Daily Dum Dum.
Who messed up now?
A gambling platform took a user's winnings over child support. A man in Louisiana tweeted, "Lord Jesus, they got me," with a screenshot of the email saying, "You had an open child support debt. We had debited $1,578 from your winning to fulfill the open balance."
Mm.
Ocho, do they know? Like, I shouldn't say this. Ocho, because I've done this.
They coming
for friends.
They coming to get you.
Like they win. They win. Cash three. They win cash four.
Yeah.
You know, they win $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. They got outstanding debt. Hey, Sharp, do your boy a solid.
Mm-hmm.
What I do? I go up there and do it and go to the Georgia lottery, give my ID. I'm clean. They get the money. You know, if you got an outstanding debt, and you go to the Georgia lottery or the Louisiana lottery or whatever lottery, whatever outstanding debt you got, they going to get their bread.
They getting that every last penny. Yes. Every last penny. But in the other hand, you got to take care of your angels, man. You got to take care of your angels. There's no reason. Well, there are reasons because I don't know Buddy's circumstance. I don't know Buddy's situation. But if you're in the rears and child support where they have to take and garnish your wages from a winnings, you got to sit down and talk with mama, man. You got to make right because life ain't gonna never be in order. You ain't finna get blessed the way you should be getting blessed unless you're taking care of them little ones.
And the thing was, hopefully he was gonna take the winnings and probably play out that debt, but he wasn't gonna do right, Ocho.
He wasn't gonna do it because he wouldn't be upset. He wouldn't be upset about them garnishing them goddamn wages if he was gonna do right with
the
money.
And the thing is, what garnish would understand, that puts your credit. You don't want them to garnish your money because that's a credit. Now you just gonna lower your credit score.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hell, if you ain't paying your goddamn child support, then your credit score probably shot any goddamn way.
That's the last thing that somebody tried to dodge child support. They didn't give a damn about their credit.
Nah.
I said, oh man.
Damn. Hey, listen, I feel for Buddy in a sense, but on the other side of the spectrum, you got to do right by them kids.
Yeah, you got to.
I don't play about that. You got to take care of them kids. Boy.
Hold on. Check this out. As it turns out, child support is mentioned in the gambling platform's policy. In Louisiana, a state law was passed that resulted in winnings exceeding $1,200 be susceptible to child support debt collection.
Mm. So he won $2,500, right?
How much he win, Ash? It didn't say, but it said they took $1,578 out. So clearly he made more than the $1,200 that was susceptible to the child support garnishment.
Okay. Okay. But shoot, there it is. There it is. Now he back. He back even. Now he just, obviously, maybe the payments might not be that much. Now he can stay on top of them.
I hope. But, man, it's hard, Ocho, because if you fall behind, now that if you're a barber, they take your license, they put you in jail. Yeah. So how the hell you think I'm going to make the money if you take my license, which I make my money with, or you put me in jail? Right. So how the hell I'm supposed to make money to pay child support when you put me in jail?
Now, listen, when you think about it now, you have to understand how long it takes to even get to that point. It takes a while to even get to that point. So for one, you need to have that conversation with the missus, even if y'all don't get along. Listen,
man, sometimes they put you, hey, See, a lot of times you pay cash. Everybody don't have a situation where they, you know, you get direct deposit or there's a paper trail. Because a lot of times guys, they ain't got no bank account. They give you cash. Somebody get mad at you. Well, he ain't paid me child support. They go down there and put your ass on the child support office. They put that paper on you. Now, you've been paying $300-$400 a month. You pay what you can. They put that paper on your ass. Now, they're going to go back and knock five from you.
Yeah. Listen. But that shit, that shit ain't no joke. I told you, and I've said it before. You know, when we've been on the show, man, you got to take care of them kids, man. And you got to make the relationship with those you have kids from. You got to make it right because they can make life a living hell. They can make life a living hell, man. Ocho,
that has to be a two way street. You have to understand that I've moved on. You have to the one party has to accept that the other party is moving on. I understand that a child was created. But, you with that, and you ain't with me, or you ain't doing this for you. Come on now. So, if there's an understanding.
Right.
But how many people are understanding? If we were understanding, we wouldn't have some of the situations that we have.
Yeah, you're right. But, listen. I didn't do things the traditional way.
No.
But if you followed me throughout the years, ain't never had no issues. Cause I take care of my business.
Yeah.
It's simple. It ain't rocket science. Cause everybody in that circle, everybody in that we work as one big ass unit with one end goal at the end of the day. The child. The betterment of the child.
Because here's the thing. She gonna say, Mr. That was a gift. See, cash can be considered as a gift, not a child support, because that's why you need that paper trail.
Yeah.
And so.
You got people going after you for your money, man. God, I thank you.
Because what's one way, not all, but I'm saying a lot of times women feel, what's the way I can hurt you, Ocho? Them pockets.
Your pockets, yeah.
I dig in the pockets. Now I get your attention.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody doesn't want to be with you, going in his pocket is not going to want to make you, and you don't want to make him come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But most of the time, honestly, all it is, when you see a person's true colors is when they angry.
For sure.
When you're not together no more. When the situation is no longer convenient and beneficial for them, then that lets you know who you was really dealing with. If you got to go that route. If she has to go that route. You already know what it is.
Drunk, kids, and angry people will generally tell you the truth. You want to know how somebody feel about you? Let them get drunk. Because the drunk mouth will speak sober mind thoughts. And now I got something to blame it on, Ocho. I was drunk.
Hey, that was a bar. That was a bar right there.
Angry. When somebody get angry, they'll start telling, that's why you did such and such. That's why you robbed that place. You remember when you shot Ray Ray? See?
Every time. Hey, the tongue is a powerful thing. The tongue is a very powerful thing. That's why I try to find a way to diffuse my energy when I'm about to get angry and just think happy thoughts. Because I hate saying the wrong thing.
I do.
I hate saying the wrong thing.
I do too, Ocho. That's why I'm very, very careful. And I choose the people very carefully who I be around because there are two things that you can never get back. Words spoken and deeds done. And people are quick to tell you how you should handle a situation. Well, how long? Don't tell somebody how long to grieve. Just because you would have grieved a day or so and moved on, you're not
them. We all grieve different.
People are quick to tell you, well, this is what you should do, but you're not the person that's been in that situation. So I've had to temper myself like, it's easy for you to say, never say unless you've been in a situation. It's hard to say what you will or won't do. Well, I wouldn't do that.
Won't do, yeah.
Have you ever been put in that situation?
Nope.
I wouldn't do this. If food need to be put on the table and kids need to eat and kids need clothes, what wouldn't you do? That's your job, is to protect. So what? So don't say what you wouldn't do, because you don't know what you would do until you're in a situation. And then you can say, okay, because I'm sure there's a lot of times people have done things that they're not proud of, but sometimes circumstances are beyond your control.
Yeah.
Check this out, Ocho. A COVID era intimacy ban. Okay. And now it's time for Nightcap After Dark, which is a fan favorite. So here it is, Ocho.
Yo, here we go.
The COVID era intimacy ban instituted during the Tokyo Olympics in 2021 is officially lifted. So now organizers will be providing 300,000 condoms for the 2024 athletes in Paris. Only 175 of them going to be used. It's not only is it the Summer Olympics, it's also the Raw Dog Olympics. All of you don't say no joke.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, when you think about the Olympics, one of the most important things that you need is fresh legs. Fresh legs. So do you think anyone is going to really be having sex knowing what it does to the legs after you get spaghetti legs? Do you really want to go out there competing?
Something else going to be spaghetti, too. What I'm doing, I ain't going to, the only thing that's going to be spaghetti leg, noodle legs or whatever you say. I got something else going to be spaghetti. I don't know what you talking. Ocho, I want you to picture this. You're going to have probably 200 countries. Some of the most athletic, some of the most finest men and women from the world, around the world, is going to be there.
Yeah.
At your disposal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You may not see them again. You may or may not ever see them again in life.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what it was like for you in college.
Right. But the circumstances and what's on the line is much, much more different. And you know, I think about this. Think about all the trials, the individuals. I'm just going to speak for the USA team. Think about all they've been through. All the trials they've been through and competing against each other just to be chosen to represent us.
Yeah.
And do you really think, to me, the discipline that they have, the regimen that they have, I really don't think anyone's going to jeopardize that by going out there and having sex, knowing what it can do and knowing what it can do. And
I know they can do too. I know they can do too. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. Have you seen the Jamaican women? You see how they built? Have you seen the Belgians?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Swiss? Yeah. I mean, the Sweden team?
Well, listen,
Australia?
All of them. Every gorgeous. But listen, you got to understand, temporary satisfaction or bringing home gold? 2 minutes.
I'm going to win something.
Or bringing home gold.
I might win something. I don't get no gold medal for, but I'm going to win something. You best believe that. Man, I don't know. Man, you ain't see them discus throwers, them shot putters, the hammer. Cause you know, they 180, they 220.
Yeah. 20.
I had a plenty.
Hey, they fine, but I think, but track is a different, listen, it's a different type of discipline. We had discipline when we were playing, but their discipline and represent us as a whole. It's completely different. You get one shot.
Hold on.
You get one shot.
Let me ask you a question, Ocho. How close is it to my event? If it's a week away, I'm gonna shake the cover.
I see you going now.
If it's a week away, I'm gonna shake. Two nights before. Hey.
Okay. Now that's okay. Because you got time. You got time to recover.
Man, you think I'm gonna be over there for a whole 2 weeks, and I got a chance to shake the covers, and you think I ain't going?
Right. Okay. I see you going with it. Okay. Okay. That makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man. What you think, Ocho? I mean, think about it, Ocho. Some of the women.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it now. But also, you have to think about a very large percentage of these individuals are already taken. They're married. Boyfriends, girlfriends that are over there traveling.
You don't see women go on vacation. You saw Stella. How many times women go? Well, yeah, how many times you see women go? Hold on.
Wait a minute.
So you trying to tell me that sometimes when women go to Vegas and they ain't got their man, or they go on vacation with their girl and they say see Jody out there,
yeah,
with that baby leg.
Hold on. What they be doing?
When they go with their girl and they see that guy out there and abbed up and got that baby, on throw across his shoulder.
Oh, so you saying on them girls trips they don't really be girls trip? That's like cold,
hey,
huh?
No. They might start off at that. They might not. How long? They might go with intentions to be with their girls.
Uh huh. Come on now.
Okay now.
Yeah, I like that. You put me up on game a little bit, cause this one, baby. Oh, she's asleep. Yeah, she got a girl trip coming up. Now, I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to cancel that.
Guess what? I got a boy trip, and we at the same place. Baby, what you doing here? You came with you? Me and the boys. I didn't even know you were going to Jamaica. You damn. What a coincidence.
That'd be a good one to pull that.
we at the same place. Man, please.
That'd be a good one to pull that.
I mean, look. Guys, I'm not in chat. I'm not saying this happens every time, but you would be foolish to think.
Yeah. Hey.
I mean, I was at Freaknik. Hard. Heavy.
Hey, I was at Freaknik too. I already know.
I was at Daytona. Black College Spring Break. I was there. I was at Orange Crush in Savannah. I was there. Listen, you got somebody? Not this weekend.
Hey.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey. That's what I'm looking for. You the person I've been looking for.
Yeah. I know about them days.
Yeah,
I
know about for them sure.
I'm sitting here playing around. I know about them trips. There was a many of day I lived a life two times. So I already know.
That's what I did. When you said, you got to live. I told you, my sister and my grandma done said, good times don't owe you nothing, boy.
Oh, yeah.
If God called me home tonight, he don't owe me nothing. He don't owe me nothing.
Right.
I done made more money than I ever thought I could. I supported my family. Hey, I got been had the nicest cars. I've been to every place that I wanted to go. He don't owe me nothing. Nothing. Not a thing. So don't thank O'Shea because he ain't doing nothing now. He done missed out. Because O'Shea was hell when he was well.
Yeah. Well, I listen. Hey. Well, I got stories, boy, but I ain't trying to ruffle no feathers.
Our next topic has been trending on the internet. Is it okay for your man to go to a strip club? Ladies, Jermaine Dupri recently appeared on The Breakfast Club, where he doubled down on his past statement that girls have to understand him going to the strip club. Some women are okay with their man going to the strip club, whether it be sporadic bachelor party or even they go regular. But some women, strip clubs are a no-go. Ocho, what's your stance on this?
Well, listen. I don't even gamble, for one. You know how I am. So I love dancers. I love strippers. I love exotic women that put on performances at the highest level. I have no problem with it. Just my only problem is my black ass don't go no goddamn where. Now, I'm from Miami. Yeah. I'm from Miami. Back in the day, I've been the King of Diamonds. Mm-hmm. But one of the greatest dancers of all time, and she should be known in all 50 states. I had the opportunity to watch Tip Drill. Mm-hmm. Tip Drill, to me, have you ever seen Beyonce perform? Yes. Tip Drill is basically Beyonce on stage. I've never seen nothing like that, ever. Never seen anybody perform like that. If I walked in there with $200, she got my whole $200 based on her performance and the experience that she created when you came in town to watch her. That was it. And this is back in, I'm talking about way back. It's been about 20 years. I ain't been to the strip club. Nah, I done been in Miami all my life. I keep hearing about motherfucking booby trap.
Mm-hmm.
Booby trap this, booby trap that, booby trap, booby trap. Unk, I can't stay up late enough just to experience what this booby trap life is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Real. Now, you know, if you want to go to the strip club, it's okay. Well, damn, if you wake me up, then I go. I'm asleep.
Right.
The only time I'm up late is a nice Sunday, Monday, and Thursday when I got to do the show with you. I cannot fight. I can't fight and keep myself up to experience what it's like to go to the strip club. And I've been here all my goddamn life.
I mean, obviously being in Atlanta, so you know Magic City and Body Tap and Blue Flame and Strokers and all those.
Mm-hmm.
Allure, Oasis. I haven't been to the strip club in 17 years. 2007 was the last time I went. Normally, for me, like young, because, you know, coming from Georgia, you know, hearing about strip clubs, you know, tucking a buck, I wanted to see it for myself. And when I saw it, it's addictive. Mm. You see them women. I'm talking about some of them women.
Hey, as soon as you walk in, you see the right one, you just want to pull it aside and whisper in the ear. Why are you ain't got to do this? You ain't got to do
not
this.
Not at all. No. I say, I know everybody. I know guys that come here and sold you a dream.
Yeah.
But, hey, I don't know about no knight on the white horse.
Mm-hmm.
But I do got a Range Rover out there. Come on. You know what I'm saying? Don't joke. I ain't got no horse, but I got a Range Rover. Girl, come on. What you doing in here? What I said, what do you hope to accomplish? Well, you know, I'm just paying for school. I said, girl, consider
paying for school.
Hey,
don't
worry about it. Your tuition taken care of.
Yeah, I'm gonna start a business.
Really? What kind of business?
Yeah.
Because I know people that maybe can help you get started in that business.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, that's not my thing. That's not, you know, strip clubs are not my thing. That ain't not now. They were once upon a time. But it wasn't no thing. I'm going every week. If the guys came to town, we go hit it. I'm gonna hit it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna get them money. Y'all do y'all thing, have a good time. They blue collar guys, they doing their thing. Hey,
right.
Give them some money, hey, give them $500. Hey, don't find one now. Hey, spread yourself around now. Hey, don't let one person get all your bread now. But so let me get this right. Jermaine Dupri, it said it should be a women got to be able to understand that some of the men be a bachelor party going to a strip club.
Well, you know what? I think women already know. You understand the type of individual that you're dealing with before you even deal with them. So you already know what comes with the territory. If you meet someone out in the club, chances are they're going to always be going to the club if you're dating them.
Who sung that song, Ocho?
If you dating somebody in Atlanta, especially a guy, I'm assuming you already know, based on the type of individual you like, he's going to be in the club. I mean, it's common sense.
Who sung that song? Was that T-Pain? I'm in love with a stripper.
I'm in love.
That was T-Pain?
Well, I think it was T-Pain, huh?
Right, yeah, you be in love with a stripper. Hey, give me some hands in here. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got hands? Oh, see, the thing is, Ocho, here's the thing. That I got people are like, man, I ain't no, bro, I already know what you did. You know, that there was a movie, there was a horror movie came out, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah, with Brandy was in that.
I know what you did in your past. So all y'all talk about, but you lie. You lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm a fine as frog hair.
Okay.
Fine as frog hair. Why in the hell are you in here? Why?
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. Just from the naked eye, you see some of the individuals that are doing it just drop dead, just perfection.
Girl, if you can cook, I'll marry you tonight. Hey, if you can cook, I'll marry you tonight.
Perfection. Oh, man. Listen, I support the naked hustle, as they call it. I support it the best way I can. I might not be in there, but I'm goddamn baby, I'm there in spirit.
Yeah.
I'm there in spirit.
I mean, I think it was like the '80s. That song Body Talk. I think it was the Deal.
Who sang that?
I think the Deal. D-E-L-L-E. I think the Deal sung that song. Body Talk. Talk.
Deal. Yeah.
This is that song. Hey. Your body sure looks good to me. The way you work that body. Oh! Let's go, Joy. Yeah, we gotta move on. We gotta move on. But I told you too much.
The Deal. I gotta hear that.
Everything I say, I'm saying may or may not be true.
Mm.
The world may never know.
Mm.
I'm gonna deny it. Ocho, the chat has been looking for this, and I know you want a level of redemption. Now it's time for the favorite segment on Nightcap, Spello Cinco.
Hey! Chat, let's go, chat. I'm not getting nothing wrong tonight, chat. This is for us.
Okay, Ocho.
Chat, this is
Ocho
for us.
Ocho is going to redeem himself.
Whoa. What do you mean redeem? What do you mean? I mean, listen.
Ocho, after you spell that colonel with CU, you got some redeeming to do.
Listen, I have no military background. So the fact that I didn't know how to spell colonel is okay with me. And for the people in the chat, some people know how to spell it. Probably have a history or background in the military. I don't. So how it's spelled and how it sounds are two completely different things. And I'm okay with that. You know what I like about this spelling part? There's people feel about it. So many people in the world are so like caught up in just being perfect and knowing every fucking thing. I like this because it's an opportunity for me to be vulnerable and show goddamn humility. Yes. You know what? I don't know every motherfucking thing. And sometimes there's some words that are going to trip me up. And I like the fact that we do this. That's why
so,
I like it.
Ocho, this is an easy one. Easy one. The first word of tonight is nuisance. Nuance. It's nuisance.
All right. I know I'm not tripping. Oh, hold on. I remember. Stay with me. Because they're
new.
N-U-I. S-A-N-C-E. N-U-I. N-U-I. N-U-I-S-A-N-C-E. N-U-I. New. And I know the I is silent because I remember that when I had to do a paper on it. Yes.
You nuisance. Already told us that you couldn't get in school. You couldn't get in prison with your grades. So you doing a paper. That paper was effed up.
No. But I was a brilliant mind in school. No. Unc. I had a 4.0.
You spelled
it? I had a 4.0 when I actually went to class. Nuisance. That's the problem.
You spelled it correctly. N-U-I-S-A-N-C-E. Okay.
Let's go.
Now this is it could get tricky.
Oh, wait. Does it have I have a question before you even give me the word. Does it have a letter in there that is silent that is going to trip me up?
Nah, it's not gonna trip you up.
Okay.
Millennium.
What?
Millennium. These millennium kids be off the chain, Ocho.
Shit. M-I-L. I know that part. Malia. It gotta be E next.
Mm-mm.
M-I-L-L. Okay. No. No, one L. No. Okay, M-I-L-L. E, obviously. N-I-A-L-S.
What the heck?
M-I-L-L-E-N-I-A-L-S. No. Millennial.
Millennium.
Yes, that is
millennium.
Right.
Millennium. Millennium.
Oh, Millennium. I think. Well, why you said millennials?
I said.
You said millennials.
I said these millennium kids. Okay.
I heard you say. I heard you say millennials, so it threw me off. Okay, Millennium. It's still double L anyway. Enium. No, one U. Only one U. Only one U.
We're going to move on. Mill.
No, I got it right. That was right.
But anyway, but we I'm going to give you a C+ for trying. This was an easy one. Ocho, this was a really easy one. Rhinoceros.
Come on, man. You serious? Okay. R-H-I-N-O. Ceres.
We see you. Rhinoceros. I just said, I'm in the chat. We see you looking at the number. We literally see you looking at it, but go ahead.
I just said rhinoceros. Said no. R-H-I-N-O C-E R.
Everybody chat say, fuck. No. Ocho. Wait. I just want you to know that. Huh. Like me in the chat, we can see you. So.
See me what?
Rhino.
Hold on.
Cirrus.
No, I'm looking at the chat.
No, I'm saying we can see you looking at your screen. But no, go ahead.
I know, because I'm looking at the chat. No, I'm reading what people are saying.
We don't need you to look at the chat. We need you to close your eyes, because the chat might be putting it up there.
Oh. Nah. They laughing. Hold on.
No.
Rhinoceros.
Yes.
You ready? R-H-I-N-O-C-E-R-O-U-S.
No. Rhinoceros. R-H-I-N-O. C-E-R-O-S. Rhinoceros.
That's what I just said.
No, you said U. O-U-S.
The U is silent.
No, it's not. It's in there. Just because something is silent, that don't mean you can leave it out. Okay, I'm just saying. Okay, because here's the thing. The chat says, we find it hard to believe that you couldn't spell kernel and you spell nuisance and millennium. But we're going to go. This is an easy one.
Hold on, wait. But hold on. My kids are always a nuisance, so I know how to spell it. And millennial is pretty easy because everybody uses a goddamn word. They overuse it on goddamn Twitter all the damn time.
How old is here? Orangutan.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orangutan. It's orangutan.
It's not. It's okay, but go ahead. Go ahead and spell it.
Orangutan.
Spell it like, spell it, like it sounds.
Orangutan. Orangutan. The first letter is the O, right?
You the spelling.
Orang. O-R-E-G-N. Orang. Oh, wait. Orang. O-R. Maybe, is it O-R-E or O-R-A?
Ocho, you spelling. You can't come to the teacher and ask how you spell this word.
Hold on. Orangutan. Because this girl I used to date, she used to say I look like an orangutan when it was in high school.
Okay. I ain't going to disagree with her, but go ahead.
I bet the spelling is weird as hell. And, okay. And the chat, they better not be making fun of me because I know damn well y'all can't spell this shit either. Orangutan. O-R. O-R-E-N. Orang. G. T-A-N-G. Orangutan.
See, that's why I told you. It's not an orangutan. It's an orangutan.
So ain't no G?
Yeah, it is.
That's what I just said. I said it. I put the G in it.
O-R-A-N-G-U-T-A-N.
That's what I said. Unc, you confusing me, man. I'm spelling the words right. You telling me I'm
okay,
wrong.
Okay, how about this here? This is like super.
Hey, I only got one wrong. I only got one wrong tonight.
well, hopefully you get this last one right. This one.
I'm going to get it right. Hold on. Let me stand up.
Paraphernalia.
What?
The cops pulled him over and he had drug paraphernalia.
Okay. Paraphernalia. All right, here we go. Chat, paraphernalia. Paraphernalia.
Somebody, you standing up.
Hold on, huh? Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Derek was pulled over and the cops arrested him for having drug paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia. P-E-R. I.
Para.
Para, oh, P-A-R-A. Mm-hmm. Para. P-H-E. Mm-hmm. N-I-L-I-A.
Nope.
Fuck. Was that close? Was that at least close?
Well, L.A. is close to San Diego, but you ain't trying to walk there.
Hey, hold on. What? How was I off by a lot? Hold on, P A R P H E N Nelia E L I.
What?
E L I A.
No.
Vanilla. Nelia.
No.
Paraphernalia.
No.
No. No. Damn it.
P A R A P H.
Yeah.
E R N A L I A.
God damn it, man. Give me one more. This is for all the marbles. Matter of fact, if I don't get this one right, I'm not eating McDonald's the rest of the month. No McDonald's. No. Matter of fact, hold on. If I get this wrong, no sex for me until April. I'm ready.
How about this? How?
I'm ready.
Rail and Ocho had a secret rendezvous. The word is rendezvous. Oh.
Rendezvous. R-E-N-D-E-V-O-U-S. V-O-U-S.
But, no.
Whoa. Wait. Rendezvous. Stay with me, babe. Stay with me now. R-E-N-D-E-V-O-U-S. That's rendezvous.
No. R-E-R-E-N-D-E-Z-B-O-U-S. The Z.
The Z is silent.
That don't mean you can't put it in. You got to spell it in there, though.
Well, no, but you got to understand.
I do understand.
I'm part of the English language. I'm from America. Yeah. I'm from America. That's a Greek word. So I didn't learn it like that. I learned it without the Z.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You can learn it however you want to, but you got to spell it.
Yeah, but there are two different spellings to the word. If you look in the dictionary, if you look in the Webster's dictionary, there are two spellings of rendezvous, and I spelled it the right way, the way we were taught here at school. I went to Miami Beach Senior High, and they taught me rendezvous.
I know y'all passed out a lot of certificates at that school then. If they spell it rendezvous without the Z.
Listen,
y'all got participation award. On, thank you for attending school for 12 years.
But listen, I spelled it right. I just left the Z out now.
Why you spelled it right?
I mean, because, like, can I get some credit?
Yes. Yes. We looked it up. You know who Merriam-Webster is?
Oh, yeah. I used to date her daughter, Sammy. I used to date her daughter, Tammy. Tammy Webster.
Well, that's the dictionary. And she said spelled with the Z.
Well, y'all got the outdated version.
We do Merriam-Webster, or we did Thorndike Barnhart.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, listen. See that y'all got the old. You got like the dictionary. Y'all got is like the Old Testament. You got to get a New Testament.
Well, hey, you know what, Ocho? This is what we're gonna do. It's your time to get revenge. It's time now to dunk on Unk.
Okay. Hold on. Dunk on Unk. I gotta get out the chat. I gotta get out the chat. Hey
Rel, you say
chat, y'all.
No sex for until April.
Oh, she's asleep. She out of there. All right. Chat, here we go. Dunk on trivia. Question number one. In honor of the Oregon Ducks, who pulled off the upset against South Carolina today in the NCAA tournament. Can you name the two Oregon quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame? Can you name the two Oregon quarterbacks in the Hall of Fame?
Dan Fouts is one.
Yeah, I knew that. But, yeah, okay. You won't guess a second one, though.
I won't. I don't know. John Brody, I don't know.
Wrong. No. The second quarterback is Norm Van Brocklin. Norm Van Brocklin. We got him. We got him on one. We got him, chat. Here we go. Number two. Emmitt Smith is the all-time leader in playoff rushing yards with 1586. Who was second all-time with 1,566 yards?
In playoff rushing yards, right?
Playoff. All-time leader in playoff rushing yards. Yes. He's second all-time behind Emmitt Smith. You have to think. This player or this team in general had to go to the goddamn playoffs a lot.
I know.
Chat, I think we got him again, chat. Chat, he's going to be 0-2.
I'm going to say Franco Harris.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. You did it again. Somebody got a goddamn. Hey, who else could have been there? Ash, somebody got a goddamn sign in that motherfucker, man. Come
Ocho,
on, man.
Ocho, think about it, Ocho. Franco. Think about the Steelers. They went to the playoffs damn near every year in the 70s. Franco was Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, nah, Unk. Hey, chat, he cheating, chat. Hey, we got an asterisk behind that one, man. That's like the Patriots using the goddamn deflated ball. That was a little funny right there. All right, we gonna give you that one, but we got an asterisk behind that one. All right, number three. The 2004 NFL draft featured four quarterbacks selected in the first round. Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger were three of them. Who was the fourth? Oh, you definitely ain't getting this one.
Ooh-wee.
2004 draft featured four quarterbacks selected in the first round. Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger. Who was the fourth? You definitely ain't getting this one.
What school did he come from?
Damn. I don't know. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm gonna tell you right now because I ain't gonna say nothing. He went to Tulane.
Oh shit. West Virginia, but he came out earlier.
Yeah, he went to Tulane and University of California.
I have no idea.
Yep. J.P. Losman.
Yeah.
Yep. J.P. Losman. Oh, yeah. I used to train with him back in the day when I was at Santa Monica College. I think his uncle. Uncle worked in the equipment room. Angelo. Okay, here we go. On to the next one. So you've only got one right so far, right?
I'm going to get another one, though.
Yeah. Number four. Which receiver led the league in yards per catch in 2023? Yeah. You ain't going to get this one either.
Brandon Ayuk.
Who?
I would say Brandon Ayuk.
Wrong again.
Who was it?
Hey, listen. He led the league in yards per catch, and his name is George motherfucking Pickens with 18.1 yards per catch.
What did Ayuk average? 17?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Come on. I'm going to get this last one. I'm going to get this last one here.
Listen. You're doing horrible
tonight.
Yeah, I'm
one for three.
Bro.
I'm going to get this one, though.
Listen. So, I did better in my spelling tonight than you doing on this.
But okay, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. I'm finna get it.
Okay, here we go. I see you looking over to the left. Don't look back there. Put your hands up. Let me see. Make sure you ain't typing none. Chat, we got him on the ropes. Two teams have had the number one overall pick seven times. That's bad. Which is the most? The Indianapolis Colts are one of them. Which NFC team is the other? Damn, seven times?
Y'all had a bunch too. So I don't know why you're talking. Dan Wilkerson, Carson Palmer, Joe Burrow, Kajana Carter.
Akili Smith.
No, Akili was third.
Oh, okay.
They've had the number one overall draft pick, right?
Yep. Two teams have had the number one overall draft pick seven times, which is the most. The Indianapolis Colts are one of them. Who's the NFC team is the other. Damn, seven? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So, who's been terrible for a long period of time? 49ers. Let's see. Carolina hadn't been in the league long enough. See? Steve Bartkowski was one. Buddy Tommy Nobis. Falcons had Andre Bruce.
Don't be looking around. Somebody in there trying to help you now.
San Fran.
Now see, and every time you put your head down like that, you scratch your head,
closed,
you always come up. You always come up with the right answer for some reason. Chat, make sure y'all watch him now. Watch him close, chat.
Seven, damn.
Chat, make sure y'all watch the glare, chat. Watch the glare in glasses.
What do you call them, number one? I don't know. Detroit.
Wrong.
The Rams or the Falcons?
The Los Angeles Rams. Chat, we stumped them tonight. We stumped them tonight. Let's go.
I'm like, I want to, because I'm like Jack Youngblood. I was like, well, damn.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford. But they about to go
so
way
I
back.
Got, listen, I spell five. I have five words. I spell three of them right.
Yeah.
You only got one of five left. You got one of five right. So technically, I won the
you
game
won tonight.
Tonight.
You won. Finally.
I won tonight.
Our last segment of the day is Q&A.
Told y'all I could spell. I told y'all, man. Don't play with me.
Najee Curry said, super fan, my wife brought me a bottle of LaPortier. So happy right now. Bro, thank you so much. Thank you and your wife for the support. We greatly, greatly appreciate it. And jump back in the chat once you try to let me know what you think. Caleb Dennis, Ocho got no business putting sex and McDonald's on the line when his brain is deep fried from spelling them words. No sex for the rest of the month, Ocho.
Wait a minute. What's the date today?
The day is the 21st.
And how many days in the month 31. Of March? Well, that ain't bad because it's the end of the month. I'm on my cycle anyway. She can't get none.
I'm glad because you better not get none either. LaHondra Hiller said, Chad, we need Rail to come on and tell us how to land a secure man as an independent woman. It's hard to find men that appreciate a woman that wants you but doesn't necessarily need you to pay her bills. I love the podcast.
Mm.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Because
that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. There's a fine balance, though. There's a fine balance in you being independent, but also letting the man know and allowing him to lead and him feeling like you do need him as opposed to being all, you know, I don't need you. I don't need no help with you. And
I want you.
That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. But many, many, many don't do it the right way. They lead with that I'm independent and I don't need you spiel instead of understanding
But
how
then
to, how to navigate that
hey,
area.
Man, my tie flat. Well, get your independent ass out there and change it. I don't know what the you telling me for. You're the boss, remember? What the hell you telling me for?
Hey. Yeah, they can't go. They can't come with that attitude with the hoorah. Hoorah, I'm independent, you know, beating your chest. I do everything myself. I don't need no man. If there's a way to approach it. There's a way to go about it to navigate that area.
Yeah.
But I let her.
We're going to have Rail back on to tell her. Just want to be loved right ass. If you text your significant other and ask her how she doing and she texts back, she's in a bad place mentally. How would you respond to that? Me, I'm going to say, what's going on, babe? What's on your mind?
Yeah.
You okay? What happened at work? Did something happen at work? Something happened on the way to work? Because I think if it didn't anything transpire last night, so what's on your mind? That's that, you know, what's going on? Is there something going on in your family? Your mom okay? Your dad okay? Your brother, your sister? Because she tell me she's in a bad place mentally, I need to ask questions to see why. And what's going on, and how can I help fix it?
My first thought after getting something like to say, Real text me, man, I'm in a bad place mentally. The first thing I'm asking is there anything I can do to fix it? And am I part of the problem on why you are in that space? And then we go from there.
Yeah, I think. Well, I ain't got one of those. I mean, normally you start texting, and you can sense. I mean, even if they don't say it, tell you. You can tell when they're like, they're off a little bit because you've had conversation and all of a sudden they're not. as talkative, as jovial. They're not the same person, so I know something is going on. Uncle Ocho, look forward to Aaron Gould. Uncle Ocho, look forward to the show all week. Nightcap has replaced all my other daytime shows. Thank you very much. Send me a shout out to my wife, mother nurse, Maquilla, celebrating her birthday in Buffalo, New York. Maquilla, thank you. Aaron wants to give you a shout out because you are a superwoman and he's extremely, extremely shout proud out. Of you. So keep up the great work, Maquilla, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Maquilla. Turn up. I'm sure you're a Bills fan.
Drain Master, why you give Ocho such a hard time all the time? Please give Ocho his flowers. He's come a long way.
I'm a long
congrats,
way. Yes, I
congrats have. To the goal now. We have the platinum in sight. Ash, patiently, number 11 of 1.16. Oh, so they can see who was the first. That's his running joke. Okay, I was going to say, damn. Triller Munch, why do you make 30s seem like old in the league? Like we can't put a youngin on their back. I'm pretty sure Ocho can run a guy. First of all, Ocho ain't 30. But anyway, I'm pretty sure Ocho can run guys easy. Might not run the route. But I'm sure he can still run a route in the league.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. These are the best feet. On anybody. You give me the best DB in the NFL right now. I give him that work. Sauce. Derek Stingley. Who else want work? Who else want smoke? Chat, name some DBs right now. Man, these little young bulls, man, they ain't built like this, man. Man, I put these feet on them boys, man. This ain't what they want. This is what I do, huh? Even at 56, boy, these boys to get this work. You hear me? I take them boys to school, man.
I'm pretty sure no.
Shit.
Chad better leave Ocho wife alone. Definitely a queen, but she's taking y'all. Y'all keep being great. Much love, South Seattle. Thank you. Personal. Is a black YouTuber similar to Mr. Beast possible? What's holding us back? I'm 26 and aspire to be the first black creator to hit 100 million subs. Curious. Yes, possible. He had a head start. You have to fight.
Yeah, big head.
I mean, you got to realize he's been at this for 11 years. Now, I don't know personally. I don't know how long you've been at it. But you got to find your niche and, like, just once you find an algorithm that gets you the most views, you got to stay there. Mm-hmm. You got to stay there. So he found an algorithm, and he's honed in on it. He's cornered the market, and he's been great at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I definitely think it's possible. Absolutely. Laney Ray asks, if you ever ate cereal, what's your favorite kind? And if you ate, did you pour the cereal before the milk, or did you pour the milk before the cereal like a sociopath?
I put the cereal,
then I put the milk on top of the cereal.
Yeah, I think isn't that the way everybody does?
No, I guess somebody put the milk in first.
That would make no sense to put the milk in first and put the goddamn cereal on top of the milk.
What was my
ass backwards?
That's ass backwards. I don't know, man. Ocho, I mean. I think growing up, I mean, we mainly had cornflakes, but like
you had cornflakes. Did you at least put sugar in your cornflakes?
Yeah, for sure. Them dry.
Okay, You good. I'm just making sure.
When I got a little extra money, I would buy like Dig'em Smacks. I would buy Fruit Loops. I would buy.
Yeah, what you know about? Hey,
Duncan.
I don't like Fruit Loops. Hey, your Fruit Loops used to cut the roof of your mouth?
Nah, I like Fruit Loops.
You remember that? Dig'em
Smacks be banging though. What were those? The donuts had like the little donut cereals.
Cheerios?
Nah, hell nah. Cheerio wasn't nothing special. I mean, my grandmother ate Cheerios, but Dunkin'.
Yeah.
I like Cookie Crisp. You remember Cookie Crisp?
Oh, I remember Cookie Crisp.
Donuts. I think that was the name of the cereal. Is there a cereal named Donuts? Yeah, donuts. Yeah.
I never forget them Fruit Loops. I used to eat them so fast and put so many in my mouth at once. It used to cut the roof of my mouth.
I had them Apple Jacks.
I used to hate that.
Hey, I tell you what else I had some too. Them King Vitamins. Anybody in the chat know? Now you know what you got if you ate them King Vitamins.
King Vitamins are Flintstone vitamins. Chat,
don't act like y'all don't know about them King Vitamins. Y'all know y'all ate them King Vitamins.
King? What is King Vitamins? You talk about diamonds?
Nah. Hey, Chad, I know I ain't the only one that had no King Vitamins. Y'all need to stop this. I know y'all had them King Vitamins. They laughing.
King Di, I ain't never heard of that.
You ain't never heard of King Vitamins?
Nah, I know about them Flintstone vitamins I used to have.
Nah, they know about them King Vitamins. They know about them.
King
Look
vitamins.
Up King Vitamins. Yeah, for sure. But they used to be an orange box. The original box. Look up the original box of the King Vitamin. The original box. The orange.
Wait. King Vitamins is a cereal?
Yeah, that's him. That's him right there.
Hold on.
Y'all see that guy? Y'all see it, chat? Y'all know good well y'all know about that King Vitamin.
I never heard of that. What year that was? In the 50s?
Nah. You got them. If you got them stamps, you know you got that $65 book. Y'all see, now they got the EBD card, but they know about them books.
You know, yeah. Hey, them books be selling down here.
$65 book go for $40 cash.
Yeah, them books used to sell down here, boy.
Man. My homeboy Bucket to this day, man, he had some. Talk about take me to the store. I said, "Where your money?" He said, "Man, I ain't got no money, man. I got food stamps." I said, "Get your ass out of my car." I said, "Get your ass out of my car. I ain't finna take you nowhere. Man, come on, y'all. Come on, get out." I'm glad I asked you before you got your ass there. Ocho, look at that right there, Ocho.
Uh-oh, what that you got?
Big boy.
Wait, let me see. What's that, Patek? Or that Audemars?
Patek. Audemars.
Patek. Patek. Oh, Audemars. I said it wrong.
Audemars.
I said it wrong.
Audemars Piguet.
Yeah, I know about that. I got just something simple.
What you got?
Simple tonight. Not that much. Philip Plein. You know Philip Plein?
Philip Klein?
Yeah, no, Philip Plein. Plein with a P. Yeah. Yeah, small. It ain't cost much. I just like the color. I like the neon color. So I grabbed it. Yeah. And I put on one of the greatest ever. You know who this is. Don't.
I can't see because it's light. Oh, Maradona. Diego.
Yeah. Diego Maradona.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest.
86 World Cup, yeah. Argentina.
Yeah, okay.
The handball. You don't remember that, but anyway.
The hand of God. Yeah, I know.
Dab the protege. Oh, yeah. I love the show. Stay cracking up. May you send Ocho that plaque, please, and ask him how to spell plaque.
Hey, plaque. PLAQUE. Stop playing that. I do this.
Unfortunately, Dab, I'm not going to be able to do that currently at this point in time because I heard there's a shortage of postal workers.
No, it's not. It's not. You just told me they make 170,000.
UPS. Ventre, hey, Ugin Ocho. April Fool's is coming up. What have some of the funny pranks you guys pulled on? Guys have pulled on. You know, the best part about that, Ocho, is that we weren't in the season. So the season's over with. So that's when you probably would have got pranked. Basketball.
It would have been some good ones too, boy, if you was in the season, boy.
Yeah. Ocho, I ain't gonna lie, Ocho. I ain't really big into like pranking and stuff. I don't really play like that no more.
Yeah, me neither. Nah. Me neither. Nah.
Red,
I ain't really got no good pranks.
Red Hood said, "Man, I was born in 2001. These kids are lucky today. If I did half the ish they did today, I'd have to pick a stick up from getting beaten with my FY having American, have African parents." Yeah, man, you couldn't, like, all that talking back, I don't want to. You know what? But my grandma was not fired from me. Like, all that sucking the teeth, rolling your eyes, stomping your feet.
Mm-mm. No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, these kids get away a lot now. Sir. Huge fan, fellas. I'm a comedian and B More, and I have a TV show called Two Hood for Chicken on the YouTube. I go to different hoods to see who have the best chicken. Would love to have you on the show. What city you think have the best chicken? And go Ravens.
Wherever church is chicken at?
Publix.
Oh, that's
the
a good
Publix
one.
We be fine.
Hey, something about Publix. I don't know where they get that goddamn chicken from, but it's good. Yeah. It's very good.
Derek 350, Uncle Ocho, my wife Daniela, is celebrating our 28th anniversary. It would mean the world to us if we could get a shout out. Wishing you both of you nothing but the best and continued success. Derek and Daniela, happy 28th anniversary, guys. That's an amazing
damn 28
years together.
Hey, I need y'all. I need to talk to y'all. Yeah. I need to talk to y'all. Y'all on 28. I'm on 4. I'm trying to get there too now.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm trying to get there. So I need to talk to y'all later at a later date. I like that. I'm gonna take notes. Yeah, damn, 28,
yeah, that's
boy.
A long
that's
time, Mojo.
Woo. Shit.
Anise Farm D asks, Ocho versus Myles Garrett. Who's winning right now, Unc? Myles Garrett.
What? In a fight? I beat Myles Garrett ass.
Myles Garrett.
She didn't say in what?
I take Myles Garrett. I take Jason Garrett. I take any other.
Hey, man, I beat Myles Garrett ass, man.
You can't outrun Myles Garrett. You're not going to block Myles Garrett. You can't D him up on the court, on the basketball court. Hey,
don't disrespect me like that. I've beaten elite NBA players in basketball.
Myles Garrett ain't scoring on me.
Man, please.
That's my story. Right. I'm sticking to it.
All right. I'm sure you want to stick to that story, but I'm just telling you, I would beat Myles Garrett on the court, in the boxing ring, on the football field, in golf, in FIFA, in Call of Duty. And matter of fact, any NFL player, I don't care who it is, they not beating me in nothing competitive. In today's current game, none of them beat me in nothing competitive. At their position, or any other sport. And that's how I feel.
Okay.
And if they want smoke and see this, they know where I'm at. I'll come to you.
Didn't I tell you facts ain't feelings? And feelings aren't facts?
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is a fact. What I'm talking about is a fact, because I'm built like that.
Well, I appreciate that. Please make sure you subscribe and hit that like button. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, soccer jersey wearing, route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All-Pro, Liberty City's own, Mr. Rail Rosado, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen through it through Nightcap, but we would greatly appreciate if you listen and subscribe through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. We have pinned the link at the top of the chat, but we're only taking pre-orders. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap, and we'll see you Sunday night. Peace.
Good night, people. I love you.
The Volume.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.